Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Nicole.
And today we want to talk to you about building your business relationships and why it's so important to do this. So I want to start by first asking Nicole what her experience has been in building business relationships. What difference has it made in your business? Because you just started. So I want to get a perspective from somebody just starting out.
Oh my God. So it's funny that you ask this, because this morning as we're recording this, I've actually had two like Skype coffee dates with entrepreneurs just to like make connections and like see who they are and how I could support them. And as I was starting out this business, I was absolutely terrified to build business relationships because I am an introvert at heart, as we've talked about in other episodes that I don't think have come out at this point. I am an INFJ. I know that for a fact. I am an introvert at heart. I'm not in the sense of like I love being by myself and like going outside terrifies me, but like I know that like interactions one-on-one is where I shine. Put me in a group of people and I am terrified. I'm like, that's like a group of 20 or more. I'm stating 20 or less, I'm good. And for me, I always thought that building a business relationship, I had to go to these large networking events and I had to put myself out there and make all these great connections. And what I realized is, no, I don't have to do that. I can actually get on, you know, Skype or meet people one-on-one and really have these deep, meaningful business relationships where I get to know them. I get to know what's coming out for them. I can support them in whatever way, shape, or form that they want. And it's been amazing because not only have I been able to support other people, but then it's reciprocated back. And I never realized that that was an option before. So for me, building those relationships, not only has it allowed me to really figure out how I want to build them, but it's been able to show me that not only giving, but receiving that support back from them has been like light years ahead of where I thought I would be in my business. And it's really been amazing too, because it's not just the same people I get to talk to each week. Like I get to make these connections and build upon them and really create this like awesome group of ladies that at any given time I can message and be like, hey, I know we haven't talked in like a month, but I have a question. Can we hop on a phone call real quick? Or can I send you an email and ask you my opinion on this? And it's just been, I mean, even with this podcast, it's been amazing to get to know these entrepreneurs and build these relationships and have them on the interviews. And then after the fact, be able to support them and like them actually ask us, what do we have going on? It's just been, it's been amazing.
You know, I actually started, so I have a different experience in the beginning. Anyway, so I started my business and I completely did it on my own. And I tried to join some of the Facebook groups and I tried to do some of those in-person networking meetings, but they totally bombed. They failed. Back when I started my business, the Facebook groups were all about who can promote themselves the best, which was just annoying. So I barely went in there. You didn't really build relationships. Same with the networking events. It was tell us all about what you do and promote yourself. So again, relationships didn't get built. I would say that probably I made maybe a couple of friends amongst these groups. And that was more because they were also in mommy groups with me. And so I made friends with them because our kids were about the same age. But as of early 2015, late 2014, maybe, I started finding these other groups, ones like the Savvy Business Owners. And since then, you know, Boss Moms and the Chasing Dreams and Littles and Heart Centered Biz Bosses, and we'll put links to all of these lovely groups in the show notes. But all of these groups have come about, and I've found places where people genuinely actually want to have a relationship with you. It's not about promoting a business. Sure, you may end up making, you know, connections in that respect, but that's not the ultimate goal. And for me, it has basically taken my business and flipped it upside down. It's helped me to grow my business. Like I was just talking about yesterday, in one of the threads, they were asking about investing in your business. And I feel like not only is it the investing that's made this difference, but also the business relationships. And that is that literally the last quarter of this year, I will have made, and I'm almost there already, and we just started the last quarter, the same, if not more, than I made in the first three quarters of this year combined. And that's all due to the fact that I've made these connections and I've made these investments in myself. And it has, I mean, it's just a huge difference in my business. It's more than I've made in any quarter of my business since I started it. And that's amazing to say, and it feels great. But I think that the biggest importance of building the relationships isn't on a monetary side, but on almost a mental health side, so to speak, for lack of a better way of saying it, because it makes you not feel alone. As you mentioned, it's the support, but it's also just finding the people who get you, who are like you, even if it's not about building a business, like they get your personality or your quirks, or, you know, you're finding these friendships in there. As Monique wrote a book, Entrepreneurship, I think is maybe saying that wrong. It's a tongue twister. Amazing book. And again, I'll put a link to that as well. But it's all about building those business friendships and those business relationships and how important it is and how to go about it. And I think that really we try to think that we have to do it by ourselves, but there's a world of people out there that are trying to do the same thing, and just having them by your side, even if it's just to have somebody hear you vent about something or help keep your spirits high on one of those low days, it makes a huge difference in the strides that you can make in your business.
Oh, wholeheartedly agree with that. And it's one of those things too, your like friends in general, like the ones that you don't necessarily have outside of your business, may not want to hear everything that you're talking about in your business. And it could just be because you pushed a button in them because they want to own a business, but they haven't taken the leap yet, or they just don't really care because all they want to do is talk about reality TV. Having these business relationships that allows you to then express everything that's going on in your business without fear of being judged or being told that you're not good enough or they don't care, they don't have the time to listen to it. That's where these business relationships come in. It's that extra support system that you wouldn't have otherwise. What I wanted to add on to that too is, besides the Facebook groups, like if you go into a business relationship thinking that you're going to get some type of monetary like investment out of it, you're going into it thinking that this is only for profit driving or whatnot, it's never going to work out. Like you have to come from a place of genuinely wanting to get to know these people and really wanting to understand who they are, what their business is, how can you help them, how can they help you, not regardless of the money. Like there has to be no type of profit-driven attitude in it, because that's not how you build friendships. Like if you think about it, it's just a friendship. It's just more business-driven, because you're able to have those other conversations that you might not necessarily have with your friend next door. And once you take the money out of it, those relationships thrive. Like, I cannot tell you how many coffee chats I've had this month with amazing entrepreneurs that I literally don't care if I get money out of it. I just want to see them succeed. Like, and if I can help them, I'm going to help them. And if I think that maybe their audience could benefit from this article that I wrote, I know I can confidently send it to them and say, hey, listen, I don't want to really get anything out of this, but I saw you posted this. I think this could be helpful. And it's really just creating those daily interactions so you don't feel alone. But it has to come from a place of authenticity. And it also has to come from a place of comfortability, because you can't be super uncomfortable going into trying to build these relationships, because the fear of then going into either the chats or the networking events or the conferences can then make you actually be so timid that you don't necessarily get what you wanted out of it. And that's one of the things I wanted to hit on as a tip, is be comfortable with being a little bit uncomfortable, but at the same time, don't go into it completely drenched in fear, because that's when you end up standing in the back of the room and not knowing what to say and awkwardly creeping around. I've done it before. Trust me, I've gone to networking events where I've stood in the background and I don't think I met more than one person and I did not get anything out of it, because I was so blinded by the fear of being in a room with like 50 people. So it's really just be comfortable with how you want to build these relationships in a way that feels good to you, that there's really not a lot of fear around it. And if there is fear, question it. Is it actually truly a fear of like you're an introvert at heart and like you don't really like being around people? Or is it just a fear of like, you know, this could lead to something good and there's just the fear of you just don't know? So that's really my one tip of building business relationships.
Yes. And I think that with what you said about like not going in it to get something out of it, at least on the monetary side, is huge. I really feel that building these business relationships needs to come from a place more from the heart than the head. And I feel like the head is more where the money lies. Mm-hmm. And so when you go in it from the heart perspective, where you're really just genuinely wanting to get to know these people, have them get to know you the same way you would just a regular friendship, that's when you're going to get the most out of it. That's when you're going to create these bonds, because really that's what you want. It's not just a friendship. It's not just getting to know somebody. You want to create these bonds where when something comes up, you're the person that comes to their mind, or they're the person that comes to your mind. When they need help or you need help and they're the right person, you can reach out to them, as you said. You want to create that, and you're not going to get that if you go in it with what can I get out of it? And so, I mean, very much just like how we started this podcast. I mean, the podcast doesn't make us any money, but it's something that we enjoy and that we do together. And we didn't know each other until we decided to do a podcast. And we went into that looking at, you know, I want to get to know you. And I think that, you know, we complement each other and that we have something of value to give to everybody. You know, it's this sort of thing. And you get these collaborations and just overall support and encouragement. And in all honesty, I feel like business relationships have also given me several ideas for what to do in my business. So there's so much that can come out of it that's not on the monetary side. Sure, all of these things will eventually cause your bottom line to move up, but that's not the goal. And mm-hmm. I think that that's the biggest thing is to make sure that your goal in it is just a genuine heart for wanting to get to know people and to build those relationships and those bonds.
Mm-hmm. And what I love about Raina's group, the Heart Centered Biz Bosses, which we'll also have a link for in there, each month she encourages us to get on coffee chats with people. And even in the description, it says no selling, no promotion, no nothing, literally just get on, get to know these people and really just create these connections, because that's what it's all about. Because then that also helps you to not only find your tribe, but also build the tribe around you that you want, because you're not always going to be friends with everyone. And that's perfectly fine. Sometimes you build a relationship and realize that maybe this just isn't what you need right now, but it's building these relationships that you know are genuinely going to help you in whatever way, shape, or form that they need to help you right now. But really, when it comes to building these relationships, like when you come from a place of really leading from the heart, like if you could remember that time when you started your business, you started because there was a passion, there was a drive, there was heart around it. So if you go into these relationships knowing that there's heart around it, that it's not even a thought of like what you can get out of it, that's going to be the best way to grow these friendships, because it's ultimately what it comes down to. It's not just a relationship. It is a true friendship in business, because you're sharing information. Just like you said, you're getting ideas and you're really learning how to network in a way that feels the best for you, that you still feel good about it.
I'd like to take just a couple minutes, because I think that we've really driven home why it's important and what you should be focusing on. I want to give a few tips on how to go about building these relationships, how they can actually start that process for themselves. And I would say for me, what's worked the best was the Facebook groups, mainly because I'm an online business. So online is where I can find my people. The in-person networking events for me yielded a lot of people who either had brick and mortars or at least in-person businesses or network marketing. So for me, those weren't as lucrative in finding people who get me and get my business. So the Facebook groups and finding the ones that really, really resonate with you. I know that's a jargony word that we toss around, but that feel good. Let me break it down into a layman's. Find the groups that feel good. And what I mean by that is join a ton and be a lurker for a little bit. See what they post. Does anything jump out at you? Do you feel called to respond to posts and comment on them? Or do you feel like these people would understand you? If so, stick with those groups. The ones that don't, you can leave them. But you can go in and lurk for a little bit and then, you know, introduce yourself when you get to the groups that you feel like they're your groups. And then once you're there and you've established this is your group of people, start reaching out to people. Maybe even do a post like Nicole mentioned they do in the Heart-Centered Biz Bosses. Just say, hey, I'd love to get on some coffee chats with people. You know, create a free online calendar through like Calendly, Acuity, one of those, and say, here's my availability. Book a time. Let's get on the phone. Either the phone, Skype, something of that nature. My favorite is now video. I did not start out this way. I was an email girl when I started, and please, God, don't let me get on a phone call. But I am much more face-to-face now, and I love it. And I would say get face-to-face as much as you can, but you can build into that if you're not comfortable with it. If you're the introvert that doesn't want to go or super shy, because I'm a shy extrovert, so I sound like an oxymoron. But you can start with a phone call if that is what feels best to you. But really start scheduling these and have, you know, a couple a week that you get on. It doesn't have to be that all the time, but to start and really start getting to know people around you and building that support group, because those relationships are going to be huge for you later.
One tip I would like to add to that too is if you really, so like I am an introvert at heart, we've already talked about this, but I also crave conferences and retreats and stuff like that, because those, at least even though there's a lot of people there, I can get away easily if I need to, or I can go to a different breakout session if I, you know, want to do. Like, there's just different types of flexibility. Research conferences that you are interested in and try and budget for them for the next year. If you want, like, if you've had that craving and you want to go do it, find the ones that you want to go do, see what the budget would be, see if you can do it for your business, and then commit to that, because the relationships that you build at those in-person conferences are going to be just as valuable as the ones that you're doing online. Most online businesses, the interactions happen online, but when you actually get out and go there, those conversations continue online after the event's over.
Yes, definitely. And even there are some, and don't get me wrong, I said that the in-person meetups didn't yield much, but there are some like Rising Tide has Tuesdays Together. Lot of great online businesses in there, as well as some brick and mortars. It's a good mix. So if you've got a Tuesdays Together in your area, you can check that one out. The Savvy Communities are starting up next month. They're starting only in 10 cities, but I believe early next year that will expand. So check out Savvy Communities and see if those are coming to your area soon. And get out to those. Those are going to be on Wednesdays once a month. I think the Tuesdays Together are the first Tuesday. Savvies are going to be the first Wednesday. And really check those groups out. The other thing about conferences, I recently had two completely different experiences with conferences. One, I went to a conference where I was invited to speak as a roundtable speaker, and it did not yield any relationships. It did not yield any friendships, anything. It was not a good experience. It was definitely one where I did not reach out and communicate with a lot of people. And then the next one that happened literally a week later was amazing. And I can tell you the big difference between the two was I knew who was going to be at the conferences. The second conference was the Savvy Experience. And at that one, we got a book, a guest early book that basically told us about every attendee. So I knew who was going to be there, what their business was, who I really wanted to reach out and connect with, because I thought that, you know, we would be great people to connect. And I knew what to expect. The first conference, I had no idea who was going to be there. Like, I could have looked up some of the other roundtable speakers, but I'm not going to get to speak to the other roundtable speakers except for in, you know, 15 minute breaks, because we're all going to be doing roundtables at the same time. But I didn't know who the guests were. I didn't know what to expect. And it was a one-day conference. So really, I would say find the conferences as well that you have an idea of who the people are, but also that they're about building community. Because I think that was the big difference between the two different conferences as well. If you're going for a conference for the purpose of building business relationships, make sure that the conference has that at the heart of it as well. Because that was a big part about Savvy. Savvy was about building those relationships. It wasn't just about helping you build your business, but about helping you build the business relationships, whereas the first one was not. I think that the other conferences, like the first one I went to, have their place for learning and things of that nature. So really when you're deciding on conferences, and this is a whole other tangent topic, but when you're deciding on them, make sure that you understand the purpose, what your goal is for going to it, what you want to get out of it. And if it is business relationships, that the person leading the conference also has that at the heart of the conference.
Cannot agree more. And that's why I always stress research beforehand, because there are conferences out there that may look great on the outside, but once you dig deeper, you realize that that's not what you thought it was going to be. And it's just really being comfortable and also listening to your gut. Like, if your gut immediately tells you this is not going to be something you enjoy, don't try and shy away from it, because it's probably telling you something that you just don't necessarily see yet. And that's really where a lot of the conferences that I'm going to be attending in the next 2 or 3 months, they've all been the gut punch of, I know I want to do this. I just need to wait for it to either come to my city or be close enough or become a speaker or whatnot and really make it so that I can get out there and meet these people. So really, when it comes to building the relationships, one, get involved in the Facebook groups that you want to get involved in and don't be afraid to leave. Two, research all of the conferences that you want to go to and figure out the ones that you can budget for next year and go to them and don't turn back. And three is just like build the relationships in the way that feels the most comfortable to you, that there's really no fear around it and that you're coming from your heart and not from your head, because that's really how you're going to build the best business relationships.
Yes. And on a quick note of conferences, I think what I'd love to do for everybody listening is in the show notes, I'm going to list a few that are coming up that I think would be amazing for building those business relationships, some that we've already done our research on. So be sure to jump over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com to check out the show notes, and we'll include some of those links for you there.
Mm-hmm. So it was great to chat with you guys today about building business relationships. Just like Samantha said, go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for all of the resources that we listed in here, and also join us in the Facebook group, and you can go to beautifullyboldpodcast.com/Facebook to join in the conversation as we talk all this week about how to build your business relationships. Thanks, everyone.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. Head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.